All right, folks, now we're going to go into a fantasy ride, so buckle up for this one. I've never done this before. This is another one of those new ones. It's making me giggle a little bit because it seems very unrealistic. Seems like it's kind of like a movie scene, science fiction, which I'm sure there's some movie out there that'll represent this, but what I saw in my mind, I don't think there's a specific scene from a movie that I would be taking this from. So let's talk about time travel. In a previous video I made, or audio I made, back in the days of Rumble, I did talk about this thing, this machine that was able to create two, maybe even more, connections between different worlds. And I described the machine as best I could. Who knows if it was true or not. And you could just step through this field of energy into this other scene, and you'd be there. And the time down to the milliseconds, the location, it would be that specific. It needs to be. Well, this just popped into my head. I took a random place just on ground, and I believe it was in the USA. I think it's kind of the central east of the Rockies, let's put it that way, east of the Rockies in the flatlands there someplace. I can see, I went, just dove straight through from the cornfields in the middle of nothing and just went straight down and came to this very large, cavernous, very well-designed, not a room, it's a gigantic place that you walk through. We're talking hundreds of feet tall and probably a few 10 to 15 miles long. There's people are walking through this on a daily basis. It's nothing new for them. It's normal. And it's human beings, but there's also other beings walking through as well. It kind of reminds me. No, there's no scene that would actually suggest that. No, there is a scene. I'm sorry. In the movie, what is that called, that movie? Will Smith and the other character? Men in Black. That's the one, Men in Black. There's a scene where they're... It's kind of like an airport scene where they're going through customs. And there's all kinds of different animals. That's what this looks like, a little bit. And different sizes as well. And they're walking through this, I would say it's just there's this gigantic line. It doesn't go, it's not slow, it's not traffic, foot traffic. It's just, it is moving at a decent pace. You just get in line and you walk along it for probably about, I wouldn't say a quarter mile, maybe a little bit more. It's a long walk, but it's not fast. It's a pace, but maybe 1.5 to 2 miles an hour. And when you get to the final gate, in front of you, there's this... The room continues past the gate, but... In the middle, there's this raised up tube-like section, square. It's kind of like a rectangular section that's raised up from the floor. It goes up to about 50 feet high. And it's split into two sections. One section coming in, the other section going out. And the it's very thick walled. I'd say between 3 to 5 feet thick for the whole thing, and it's squared. And in the, there's a division in the middle. The division, I'd say, it feels like it's about 20 or 30 feet a separator wide. So the width of this whole thing, we're talking maybe 100 or 200 feet, maybe 150 to 200 feet wide with a 30 foot divider, you know, roughly. So then you have maybe 35 something feet for each doorway. 30 feet, 30, 60, 90. Yeah, about that. That sounds about right. And then it goes up 50 feet. So the middle of it, it's a solid, there's nothing to walk through. It's a wall. But on each end of it, there's an incoming and outgoing. The outgoing switches locations of what you see very instantly. And those locations, there's no limit to where. And I mean beyond, oh, this is really going to sound crazy, beyond anything in the solar system that we know of. Somebody's revving the hell out of their car. It's annoying the hell out of me. I just looked out the window to see what it was and put it on pause. Somebody outside is having a hell of a time trying to park in one gigantic space. I guess they just don't know how to drive a car very well. Anyways, so this scene shifts very quickly to very accurately in time and in location specifically, and it's a highly advanced work. And the locations are outside this solar system. Doesn't matter where, actually, doesn't matter what the star system is. You can go to any star system that is connected to it. Oh my goodness, am I looking at a modern day version of a Stargate? That's exactly what I'm looking at. A modern day version of a Stargate. So the Stargate from that TV show, Stargate, that's actually really, really old. And the keys, they don't use it that way anymore. Although that was a fun show and I'm a fan of it big time. But what I'm looking at is there's a little red or green or red light above the doorway to this where you go through. And when it changes to green, you walk in. When it changes to red, that means it's switching to a different location, different Stargate, I guess. So, it connects anywhere. You name it. And people go there back and forth on a regular basis. And this is from what I'm seeing, this is on Earth. And it's a daily transport. And there's goods and services that also go through on a daily basis. A lot of gold. For some reason, I'm being shown that some of the gold that goes through gets refined and then it gets returned after it's processed. It does, they do something to it for some, maybe for computers and stuff like that. I don't know. That's now we're getting a little gray area. But minerals go back and forth constantly for processing that they don't do on the Earth. I guess they're saying, nope, if you want that done, you have to come to this other place that takes care of it. So apparently what I'm seeing here is we have people that are going back and forth to different places as it's like traffic for commerce. You know, imagine it's like, what's the California Highway, you know, where the trucks and you know, big ones, small ones, and delivering here and there and everywhere on in the morning and all day long and all over the country. You know, buses, ships coming in with cargo and delivering it. That's actually, from what I understand, that's child's play compared to what this transportation does. It's like, it's just astounding how much goes through this on a daily basis, and it's fast. So that explains why the line is so big. There's just a lot of commerce going on. I know, my next question, is that the only one? Okay, there are a number of these places, not just one. There's a number of them. This is a fantasy land view. Wow. And there is, the transport doesn't do anything to the human body. No damage at all. Which I'm sure people would argue that's not possible, but that's the way it is. There is security there for sure. But it is a next level security system. It makes, I'll put to you in a funny way compared to what happened to me on my way over to USA. It makes the security system in for the Homeland Security in the States look like a silly game of control. Although for humans, for people like you and me, when we go through that one, it's very stressful. But compared to what these other people do and what they scan for, whoo boy, that's a next level scanning. Although I don't see it being a what you are as a person psychologically, it's just physically what are you bringing in and out. Anyway, so that's fascinating that I'm seeing this, and it's running 24/7. It's all the time on. It's so fascinating because it doesn't look anything like the TV show. Nothing. The amount of power that it takes is a lot. But there's no turning of the gate and the bubble blowing up. It's just there's a window and a picture, and you just walk into it and you're instantly in there. So I guess this theory of light speed is nothing. But that then confuses me because I'm like, okay, if I'm seeing this, then what's going on with the ships that are going back and forth? Why? Unless there's really a need that larger transport, maybe, or maybe the ships are, people prefer a different mode of transportation than these gates. Maybe there's military purposes behind most of the ships that come through, or maybe the people go through this gate are pre-approved by some regulation, and the ships that going back from Earth and out into outer space don't want to take that particular route for some reason. But there's got to be a reason for it, because I'm like, wait a minute, why not just have everybody go through there? Why bother with ships? Unless the location, the stargates, don't go to every single imaginary point that I can, in my mind, imagine. Maybe the ships go to places where there are no stargates. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying maybe that's, they prefer not having a stargate at that location for whatever reason. Maybe privacy. I don't know. Maybe they don't want tourists to go through, or they have stricter regulations on sharing technology. That might make a lot more sense, actually, and military strength capabilities, they don't want to share that, so they restrict the gates. Could be. I don't know. That's a very unique situation there. I'll have to take another look at that some other day, but now my brain is actually feeling a little bit overloaded with that one. It's not a bad thing, but I'm definitely feeling a, whoa, you just tapped into something that is, I'm feeling as if it was not meant for me to see this, and the fact that I'm tapping into it is a big deal. And so I suspect there's going to be more readings about this one, but I'm getting a little bit like, energy overload on this one. So I think I'll tap out for now and I'll get back to this one later on. But that's a sharing that one with you folks. This is a big one. Wow. That's a lot. All right. We'll talk with you folks in the next one.